Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1748, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. Now, every Friday, I used to talk about my background and my credentials, but for a while now, I've been sparing you that, so I only talk about myself now once a month. And again, I like to share this background with you so that you know where I'm coming from, and that the information I provide comes from a place of truth. So again, since it's the first of the month, here's a bit about my background and my credentials so you can understand where my perspectives come from. While I had always been obsessed with Batman and the Major League Baseball Anaheim Angels, I wasn't always interested in nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness, or basically the stuff we talk about on this podcast. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was at that time I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. But in order to do that, I wanted to have some credibility. Now again, this is not meant to be a humble brag, but instead, gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health. And to make sure I really covered all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher ed for over 14 years, and I'm currently tenured faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the stuff I talk about on this podcast. So all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions you send in, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. Tier? Okay. Now, with that, let's finally hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Rick writes, I would like to ask about making schedules when my work schedule is so crazy. I do shift work at a plant, and I work both days and nights in any given week, as well as weekdays and weekends. Scheduling workouts is difficult and hard to stick to. Any advice on how to address this? Thank you so much for taking the time to send me your question, Rick. I completely agree. It can be such a challenge to find the time to incorporate all of the things we want to accomplish in the day, and still make the time to take care of ourselves. We are all given the same 24 hours in a day, the same 1,440 minutes, the same 86,400 seconds. Unfortunately, we're not always in control of how each of those precious seconds, minutes, and hours get spent. First, we need to subtract at least 7 hours just for sleep. Now, don't get me wrong, these 7 hours are precious, but it does mean we're now down to 17 hours left in the day.
Now, if we want to make sure we squeeze in some structured activity like exercise, we'll need to find a way to schedule that during the day. Got it? All right, episode over. I'm only kidding, of course. Let's discuss. I'll put it this way. Imagine how much time we take each and every day to brush our teeth, bathe, wash our hair, shave, you know, make ourselves look presentable. Maybe an hour, maybe longer. Again, don't get me wrong. Personal hygiene, taking care of the body, is very important for our overall health. These are all necessary. But how is physical activity any different? Isn't physical activity necessary too? Isn't that a way of taking care of the body? So it comes down to making it a priority, just like bathing, just like personal hygiene. I'm not trying to be flippant or rude in any way. There's no judgment here. I just want to be honest. When we think about it, we can all relate to the feeling like there aren't enough hours in the day. I've had those that have retired tell me, "You don't understand, Dr. Neil. I just don't have enough time to exercise." No one has enough time. I get it. There are always other responsibilities. But we need to see structured activity as something that's non-negotiable. Personally, I schedule it on my calendar. I make sure to block out time for it because if I didn't, I know that other priorities will start to creep in and take all of my time. Now, Rick, the great news is it is possible to get in an amazing workout, whether it's strength training or cardio, in a relatively short time period. The trick is to incorporate some high-intensity interval training. Now, a quick disclaimer. You'll want to be sure to talk to your healthcare provider before starting any high-intensity exercise program, or any exercise program, really, to make sure that it's safe for you to do so. Now, what's great about high-intensity interval training is that some of these workouts can be as short as, you ready? 7 minutes. That's it. But as the name of this style of training suggests, it's high intensity. That means you'll be pushing the body to a point that will probably feel pretty uncomfortable. Think muscles burning, heavy breathing. But when it comes to this type of training, there are a number of other potential benefits besides just time efficiency. You can incorporate, again, resistance training and cardio at the same time. And there's the potential to burn more fat as fuel even after you've completed the high intensity workout. This is due to something called excess post-oxygen consumption. We won't go into that here. I'll provide you with a sample high-intensity interval training workout that incorporates resistance training and cardio at the same time. If you don't have any dumbbells or other freestanding weights, don't worry. I'll provide examples using just body weight. So start with a 5-minute moderately paced walk to warm up. Gently swing your arms up and down and side to side while you walk to get your shoulders, chest, and back warmed up too. Then perform the high-intensity interval training workout, which could include something like this. Perform squats using just your body weight for 30 seconds, then rest for 30 seconds. Once the 30-second rest has passed, repeat the cycle. You perform squats just using your body weight for another 30 seconds. Then again, rest for 30 seconds. Repeat this pattern one more time for a total of 3 times. Next, perform sit-ups for 30 seconds. Then rest for 30 seconds. So follow the same pattern we used for the squats and repeat this pattern for a total of 3 times. Finally, perform push-ups for 10 seconds. Then rest for 30 seconds. Repeat this pattern for a total of 3 times. Then cool down by walking for another 5 minutes at a leisurely pace and stretch. After all is said and done, this workout will take about 20 minutes. But by the end, if you made it through the entire thing, you'll probably feel pretty tired, but also really accomplished. But the other great thing about this is you can perform it in your living room. You don't have to go outside. You don't need any special equipment. You can do it while watching your favorite TV show if you want. I should also mention that if performing any of these exercises feels too challenging, like push-ups, for example, you can always make modifications. For example, if a regular push-up is too challenging, we can always modify the push-ups so they can be performed standing using a wall, or using your knees. What's great about bodyweight exercises is that we can really get creative with which movements we can incorporate. So we can use this 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off pattern and maybe incorporate shoulder presses or bicep curls or skipping rope or use an invisible jump rope like I always talk about. And you can go on and on with this type of pattern. We can change the time intervals to 15 seconds on, 30 seconds off. Same thing here. The possibilities are endless. Now, if any movements are unfamiliar, Again, I highly recommend having a certified, well-experienced trainer show you how to perform them perfectly. This will reduce any chances for injury. So go ahead and schedule your next workout right now, and I wish you all the best, Rick.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And thank you again for taking the time to send in your question. Remember, if you want your question answered right here on the show, you can email one in to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on an episode, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record your question straight from your computer's microphone, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call it in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that'll do it for another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I hope you have a great start to your weekend. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.